It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman, and we're going to talk about a transit town hall that's coming up on December 14th. It's a Zoom meeting, and this is a rather unique meeting because you can get in there. You know, how many times have we thought to ourselves, you know, I wish there was a way that we had some sort of public transit to even get around and get from point A to point B in Carbon County, but also to get over the hill if we've just got to go and do this or that. And instead of, you know, in bad weather and those kinds of things, some sort of transit for rural Utah. And that's really what this is all about. So we're going to talk with her about that for the next little bit. Lanise, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's talk about this for a moment. When we were talking before you came on the air, it's really not a helper city thing. You're just kind of being the facilitator and getting the word out that this is going to happen, right?
Absolutely. So what we're trying to address is the lack of transit options, really not only in Helper or Price, but Carbon County, rural Utah. It's a real challenge for people to move around. So the dialogue has opened up because there are all these investment dollars made available through the Biden administration with the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act that we're trying to figure out how do we get those dollars into rural places. And this is a way to collect community feedback that we can turn into actions. So this is actually being conducted by an organization, United Today. It's a nonprofit. They do a bunch of work across rural states, our rural western areas. So they had come to me, approached me about this to see if there was interest and if we could get some people engaged in a dialogue. So that's really the purpose of this.
Just to kind of get the ball rolling. So the other good thing about this is, once again, as I said, it's Thursday, December 14th, 6:30 p.m. It's a Zoom meeting.
Right.
You can be in the comfort of your own home and attend this meeting. And if you want to be a part of it, the first thing you've got to do, though, is go to unitedtoday.org and register for it, right?
Correct.
And then they'll send you all the information about the Zoom meeting part of it.
Correct. We really want to hear from constituents in rural areas what their challenges are. And if they have ideas or solutions, we want to open up the floor and engage our citizens and hear from them. So this is a great opportunity to talk about public transit. You know, and that means in your city, in your county, you know, in the state, as you said, if you were traveling north for medical appointments, what are your challenges? How can we help? That type of thing.
And these are the kind of things that you're the information that you're looking for. And maybe somebody out there does have a great idea, because one of the last things, we talk about this all the time when people have to go over the hill to go for like a cancer treatment or something like that. One of the last things that they need to worry about is how they're going to get there.
Yes.
They've got so many other things on their plate, and we have, you know, gas cards available to them, and we have Perky Travels and those kind of things. But sometimes they just don't fit into that mold for them. And so it's always great to have ideas from other people as far as what public transit needs they need in the area. You were telling me that one lady here was telling you that she has a son that's special needs, and it's very difficult for him to get back and forth from work, isn't it?
Yes. So that's just a great example of hearing our constituents so that we can be aware of the challenges. You know, it's not just like, gee, I wish we had a bus system. We want to identify the real needs and see if we can't move the ball forward and latch on to some of this federal funding to bring about positive change in rural Utah, all the way around. We had people in a preliminary meeting from St. George, from Logan, from, you know, Price. It's really interesting, the people who showed up to express a concern about public transit, and we really wanted to open that up to a broader audience.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Once again, this is December 14th at 6:30 p.m. It's a Zoom meeting. So you go to unitedtoday.org, register. They'll send you all the info that you're going to need to be a part of this, and then sit down with a pen and a paper and just put your thoughts down. Is there something out there that you need from public transportation that you're looking for? Because we talk all the time how difficult it is in rural areas to keep this, to keep it viable, to keep it sustainable.
Right.
It really is difficult. And I think looking back, that might be some of the challenges that we've had. And I don't know if that's what you're noticing or not.
Well, we definitely have talked about the dollars. You know, creating a public transit system is not cheap. And frankly, I can't think of a community in rural Utah who probably could fund something of that nature. But it doesn't mean we can't go after funding to help figure some of those things out. And that's really the key component, because I know, speaking for Helper specifically, I couldn't fund a public transit system. Now, collectively, maybe we can do something. You know, if we all come together and get after some of those federal dollars, it could be a different situation. So that's really what we want to talk about.
All right. Once again, this is a transit town hall meeting. It's a Zoom meeting coming up December 14th, 6:30 p.m. Head to unitedtoday.org to register and then get your ideas, your thoughts together, and then be ready for that meeting on December 14th. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.